Hi there. The word for you today is God's claims on your life. In 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20 we read, "You were bought with a price." God's second claim on your life. Yesterday we talked about the first one, creation, He made you. Let's talk about God's second claim on your life today, and it's called Calvary. The story is told of two friends who went to law school. One became a judge, but the other became a lawbreaker and ended up in court. Well, guess who was sitting in the judge's seat? His old friend. So, how could the judge be merciful yet still just? Here's what he did. Taking off the black robes of justice, he walked over to the dock where the prisoner stood and said, "Not only am I this man's friend, but today I'm his savior. I will stand chargeable with all his debts." So his record's cleared. Now at the cross, God took all your sin and put it on Christ's account, and took all Christ's righteousness and put it on your account. So the moment you put your trust in Christ as your savior, you're no longer under the sentence of death. Think about this. The value of something is determined by the price the buyer is willing to pay for it. Well, at Calvary, God said, "This is how much I love you." Your creator became your redeemer, the poet wrote. The maker of the universe, as man for man, was made a curse. The claims of law that he had made unto the uttermost, he paid. To fulfill his purposes in the earth, God always had a man, some cases a woman. To deliver the Israelites from Egypt, he used Moses. To challenge the prophets of Baal, he used Elijah. And you could go down the line, but listen, when it came to your salvation, Isaiah 59 and 16 says, God saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his own arm brought salvation. Don't miss this. Here's the good news. When God could not find a man, he himself became a man, that we who are the sons of men might become the sons of God. Awesome.